At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
To nobody's surprise, the annual National Education Association convention voted 6-1 to endorse John Kerry for president. The head of the NEA, Reg Weaver, opened the annual convention this summer in Washington, D.C., with a call for public school teachers and employees to mobilize to defeat President Bush this fall. He said the union's political activism takes center stage, and he predicted that our 2.7 million members can be the X factor in this election. For this year's political campaign, the NEA will partner with other left-wing organizations, including MoveOn.org and ACORN, in order to achieve what the NEA calls large mobilization. Through a nationwide political strategy called House Parties, to be held on September 22nd, these activists will plan political rallies, register voters, meet with congressional candidates, and organize a Get Out the Vote program to cover teachers and parents. Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams was not on hand to welcome the delegates to the nation's capital because he supports school vouchers, and that's a position that NEA speakers are not permitted to express. The delegates were welcomed instead by U.S. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, who used her time at the podium to pitch for her legislation to give congressional representation to the District of Columbia. The NEA's headline speaker was Hillary Clinton, who was introduced as one of our closest allies. She's so close, in fact, that she needs no further introduction. Actually, she was just a warm-up for a showing of Michael Moore's anti-Bush movie, Fahrenheit 9/11, right after her speech. During the convention, delegates contributed more than $1 million toward the NEA's political war chest. That's only a small part of the direct political expenditures the NEA will make this year. In the last election, the NEA PAC spent $7 million for direct contributions to candidates' campaigns.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the hidden agenda of the National Education Association, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the NEA report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says a pessimist looks both ways before crossing a one-way street. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, I always look both ways when I cross a one-way street. Don't you, Jeff?
Well, I do, and it's for good reason, because I've been down one-way streets the wrong way before. And...
Well, it's just a natural thing to do. I tell you what really messes you up in Australia. You gotta look both ways, because you tend to look the wrong way. You know, where they drive on the wrong side of the street. I mean, they hit people, foreigners, all the time. But anyway, I don't know how long it's been since they've run trains over the Katy Trail. I mean, it's been a long, long time. And just recently have I gotten to the point that I can not stop when I cross the Katy Trail.
You've gained confidence that there's not going to be a train coming. And so now you cross without looking.
I cross without looking. But it took years to get over that. And if I go to the other crossing, there's one, at Pilot Grove, there's two crossings. There's one in right downtown, and then there's another one that I use quite a bit coming in so I don't have to go through the main drag. I still want to stop and look there because, you know, it was hard. In fact, on out the highway a little further, they called it Dead Man's Crossing, where people, I don't know how many people got killed on that thing. You know, I think that's all right. You ought to look both ways, even if you're crossing the one-way street. So there.
Speaking of dead men, you had a dead cow this weekend, didn't you? No, I had a nice hamburger Friday night. My wife made hamburger and sausage, mixed that together, made some
now
nice hamburgers.
You made
hamburgers.
It sound like I got cows dying. I hope
no,
I don't have.
No, but... no, you don't have dead men's or dead cows dying, but you ate some dead steak is what I'm getting at.
Well, it came off of a buffalo.
A buffalo steak. I've never eaten buffalo.
A buffalo, huh?
A buffalo. What's a buffalo?
Well, Billy the buffalo lived in the gazoo with its mama and its papa. And he met Galulu the gnu that lived in the gazoo with her mama and papa. Oh, I learned that when I was a little bitty kid. I don't know. It goes on and on and on. But the punchline of it is no gnus is good gnus. So there. But no.
You're killing me over here.
No, I'm not. See, I don't know why kids don't learn this stuff today. Kids are so dumb. What did we ask this bunch out here the other day? And nobody had heard of it. Not Kenny. Something that I thought every kid... Oh, it was Ferdinand the Bull. You didn't know what Ferdinand the Bull was.
Sir. You know what? I asked my daughter the other day. She's 9 years old. And I said, when I was a kid, we used to sing this song, Say, say, oh, play, may, come out and play with me. Climb up my apple tree. You know the song.
Sure, bring your dollies, three.
Right, and she had no idea, so.
Well, it's our education system failing. But go back to the buffalo steak.
How do you order your buffalo steak?
Well, I was surprised. The Jamestown restaurant is now serving buffalo meat. And this sounds like a pitch for the restaurant, which it could be, I guess. But they had a buffalo restaurant out in Colorado. I guess pretty fancy restaurant at one time. And they still kind of specialize on this buffalo stuff. So Art fixed me a T-bone steak. It was real thick. I mean, it was top of the line. And I thought, now that's going to be like eating an old Jersey bull. Really, that's what I thought. But it was very, very tender. It was delicious. And I couldn't eat the whole thing. I mean, it was big. It was a big steak. So the next morning, Sunday morning, I had buffalo steak and fighting rooster eggs. So my fitting hens are beginning to lay now, so I'll get some good eggs. And I mean, buffalo meat and fighting rooster eggs, they give you vim and vitality like you never had it. Okay, let's move on. Waste a whole morning here, and there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. There is a bill in Washington now by U.S. Senator John Kyle, and I don't know that much about John Kyle. I don't know I don't know who he is or where he's from, but anyway, it looks like a good bill. It's a bill that would permanently eliminate the federal tax on inheritance. We call it the death tax. But, you know, I personally have known several families that lost their farms because of this death tax situation. You know, you work all your life to get something paid for and then croak, and then the kids or whoever inherits it has to sell it in order to pay the income tax on it. It's ridiculous. Well, anyway, his article goes on to say that the death tax is unfair. I buy that. It's inefficient. It's economically unsound and, frankly, immoral. Most agree that it is fundamentally unfair to allow the government to seize more than half of a person's assets when they die. The classic American dream is the ability to pass such assets on to one's children in order that they might get a bit of a head start on life, keep the family business going, or simply enjoy a higher standard of living. The assets involved were already taxed when the income that acquired them was earned. And this is the big gripe that everybody has. Hey, paid income tax on this all my life. Finally got it paid for. And now the kids are going to have to give half of it away, you see. It is a situation here. Anyway, there is a bill. Do I have the number on it? Normally, I would have caught that before now, and I usually circle stuff like that with my red pen, but I don't see that they have a bill number on this. But anyway, it's U.S. Senator John Kyle that introduced the legislation that would permanently eliminate the federal inheritance. The bill is also co-sponsored by Senator Bill Nelson. He is a Democrat from Florida, so I assume John Kyle's probably a Republican, but nevertheless, and I do not have the number of the bill. Somebody out there may have. You can give Jeff a call at 1-800-973-3779 because I'm sure we're going to want to keep up on that. I hear music in the background, and let's, with that, take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Your calls are welcome. Our number is, as I just mentioned, I'll do it again, 1-800-973-3779.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
About legislation, I see in the state of Montana, a new bill has been introduced in the Montana state legislature which will require the county sheriff be notified before any federal agents are allowed to enter the state with the intention of carrying out law enforcement actions. The bill provides not only for pre-notification, but the sheriff must also give consent before the federal agents may proceed. Now, this is something that We should have had these laws on the books 50 years ago before the feds started coming in and running roughshod over the local government people and over the sheriff's local citizens. Back during the election back in November, I talked to a couple of sheriffs, and this one fellow was running for the sheriff's office. He had been a deputy, and he was now running for the sheriff. And I said, what are you going to do when the feds come in and just take over? Oh, we've worked with the feds before. You don't work with the feds. You control the feds. You make sure their paperwork is up to order. You allow them. You are the official peacekeeper in your county, and the feds know that. When they come in, they know that. They just try to make you think that they can tell you what to do. But anyway, let's move along here. Henry Lamb has an interesting article out, and it's concerning this bill that we have discussed time and time again in the state of Missouri. It's House Bill 1433, and he goes on into a little more detail that we did not know. But he says, you know, he said the Missouri legislatures thought they were creating something to help protect clean water in the nine-county area. He said that's what they weren't told by the employees of the state agencies and the lobbyists from the environmental organizations. But he said what they didn't realize was that this was an important step toward the implementation of a plan conceived more than 15 years ago by government officials and the environmental organizations working through. Now, get this. The International Union for the Conservancy of Nature, and this was all planned in Gland, Switzerland. Okay? The plan, known as ecosystem management, is designed to manage natural resources on an ecosystem basis rather than on arbitrarily drawn state and county political boundaries. Equally important, says Henry, is a transfer of management authority from elected officials to appointed officials. The watershed is the primary building block of every ecosystem, and it's to take the land management away from elected officials and put it in the hands of appointed committees. Get that? It's to take the lands away from the elected officials of the way the land is handled and put it in the hands of appointed committees. And that's all the way through on these watershed programs, whether it's a salt program or whatever. They want control, and they appoint the committees. And you know who they are. And they had this all figured out 15 years ago with the ICUN back there in Glen, Switzerland. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Mentioning this House bill, we've talked about it in great detail in the past, HB 1433. And it has to do with, the metering of the water wells, and it's supposed to make our water systems much, much better, and it's going to help with the septic tank system around the country, et cetera, et cetera. And when we went to this meeting, and Jeff was with me on this meeting, we went to Owensville, one of the things that some of the people that were holding the meeting says, now don't talk about, and I didn't talk about anything really, but this is one of the things they said. Now, we're not going to mention the United Nations, because that turns folks off. They think, they think the United Nations is behind this, and they'll say, oh, we're a bunch of hicks looking for black helicopters. Well, Henry Lamb has done a lot of research, people. I don't think anybody knows any more about United Nations treaties and agreements than Henry Lamb does. He has literally spent a large portion of his life doing this. And he says that they call this the ecosystem management. A moment ago, I think I had the letters wrong. I think I said ICUN, and I've turned it backwards. It's IUCN, which is the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and it's part of the United Nations. Now, he says this thing is known as ecosystem management. It is designed to manage natural resources on an ecosystem basis rather than on state and county political boundaries. He says equally important is a transfer of management authority from elected to appointed officials. the watershed is the primary building block of every ecosystem. Then Henry goes on and talks about what happened in Missouri some 10 years ago. He said the same area in Missouri, the same government officials, the same environmental organizations attempted to impose the entire ecosystem management plan on the same area by proposing the creation of a United Nations Biosphere Reserve for southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas. The plan failed because local citizens learned how the plan would diminish private property rights and transfer authority from local elected officials to professional bureaucrats. Proponents of the ecosystem management have simply regrouped, lowered their sights, and are taking smaller bites toward achieving the same goals they pursued 10 years ago. And then Henry goes on and he says, across the nation, its watershed councils, historic districts, heritage areas, scenic highways, scenic highway commissions, rural development authorities, regional transportation boards, area planning councils, numerous other multi-jurisdictional authorities are emerging to diminish or remove policy-making authority from elected officials and transferring that authority to appointed government bureaucrats. Now, you say, well, I was at that watershed meeting there at Jamestown back some months ago, and who got on the committee? I know of one farmer that's on the committee. The rest of them are all people that work for Salt and Water Conservation District or some organization like that. So they are hired guns. They are bureaucrats, and they're going to tell the landowners what the landowners can do with their property. Now, speaking of that, I have a very, very interesting story here from William Judd. Now, Bill Judd used to call a show regularly, and Bill if I remember right, is he a geologist? He's a highly educated person in this. And he says, long ago and far away, the arrival of an eagle was greeted with, wow, it's an eagle. Today, the arrival is more likely greeted with, oh, you can put your own adjective in there you want to, it's a so-and-so kind of an eagle. The eagle hasn't changed, so what's the difference? He says, on February the 26th, just the other day, he saw an eagle flying over Highway 00 near the airport north of Fredericktown in Madison County, Missouri. Two eagles were reported catching fish that same day at nearby Lake City. At nearby City Lake. In other words, Fredericktown has a lake they can get their water from, the reservoir for their water supply, and a popular fishing and picnic spot. The green environmentalists and the federal and state governments saw an opportunity in the Endangered Species Act to extend government control over private property. And they justify this through the wildlife treaties that the U.S. government has signed with the United Nations. Now, eagles are on the endangered species list, okay? He said the problem with the eagles is bureaucrats. Now that eagles are in Madison County, local citizens can expect to experience a barbaric criminal stupidity of this Endangered Species Act and the lust for power. The green environmental organizations and government agencies bent on world control through elimination of private property rights in America's constitutional government. Then he goes on to talk about the lake. And he says, if those eagles nest at this lake, he says, what is it going to do? He said, will the city have to cut out their water treatment plan? He said, if it runs Fredericktown residents out of water, tough. Critters are under control of the Federal Endangered Species Act, and they have priority over human use. And we saw this exactly same kind of a thing happen, if you remember, in the, help me, Jeff, where were we? Went up in Oregon. In Klamath Falls, Oregon, with the endangered suckerfish, supposedly. Well, anyway, now he says, maybe the eagles will go on their way, but if they stay, he says, hey, look out, it's going to be a bad deal. And, you know, I saw this happen, right? A farmer, just not too far from me, wasn't allowed to plow because someone saw an eagle perched in a dead tree. So, hey, it happens. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Brownfield Show.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
2005 has arrived. And which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day to day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN. In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, if everything seems to be going well, you obviously have overlooked something. Derry Brownfield!
It was back in 1974 that Congress passed the Privacy Act. The Privacy Act made it illegal for the government to form a database on citizens here in this country. Now, the act only prevents the government from creating a database. Back in 1974, everybody didn't have a computer in their home as they do today. And at the time the law was being passed, Congress had no reason to suspect that private corporations would ever have the desire or the ability to create a database on everybody. But today, private companies can and do. I have an article here written by John W. Whitehead. He's with the Rutherford Institute, and he says, wherever you go, whatever you do, you're being watched. When you use a cell phone, you leave a record of when the call was placed, who you called, how long it lasted, and even where you were at the time. When you use your ATM card, you leave a record of where and when you used the card. There is even a video camera at most locations. But there's more. Under the U.S. Patriot Act, your bank is required to analyze your transaction for any patterns that raise suspicion and to see if you are connected to any objectionable people. Gosh, I'm around objectionable people all of the time, Jeff. What do we do about that? But most people think it's me that's the objectionable one. Anyway, did you say something? I thought your light come on.
Well, you said, what do we do with them? I said, take them to lunch.
Oh, well, that's usually what we do with them. Except our good lunch place doesn't serve lunch anymore, and I don't like these ones down the street here, so it's kind of hard to go to lunch anymore. Anyway, if there's any questions, your bank alerts the government, which shares such information with intelligence and law enforcement agencies across the country, whether they be local, county, state, or federal. When you buy food at the supermarket, purchase a shirt online, or through a toll-free number, these transactions are recorded by data collection and information companies. In this way, you are specifically targeted as a particular type of consumer by private companies. Government intelligence agencies routinely collect these records about what you have done and where you have lived your entire life. Every house or apartment, all your telephone numbers, the cars that you've owned. Now, you know, we had an email address or a website address where you could, I believe it was $20, you could get all the information on yourself. So I blew $20. And all it said about me was that it gave the model of a car, too, that we had. Didn't amount to diddly-doo-dad. So, but see, I don't use credit card, and I don't do a lot of this other stuff. So that would make a difference, I guess. Anyway, with the slightest mistake, however, you can be branded for life, and we're not going into that. Now let's go to Choice Point. Choice Point is based in Georgia. It's an organization that acts as a database for personal information. Their website boasts of being the nation's leading provider of identification and credential verification services. Commonly referred to as a commercial data broker, ChoicePoint provides companies with information on potential employees, insurance companies with information regarding the risk of new clients, and law enforcement agencies and Homeland Security with information on suspects of crimes. ChoicePoint is a private intelligence agency. Since 1997, ChoicePoint has bought 58 other companies. These include a genetic repository, biometrics fingerprint. They are becoming a fingerprint specialist. They've got something like 19 billion records. 19 billion records that ChoicePoint has here. Now, remember a while ago I said in 1974 Congress passed this Privacy Act, made it illegal for the government to do this. But now private industry does it and sells it to the government. All right? They have become, according to their website, the nation's largest background screener. So that when you try to get a job, there's a chance that the company is going to ChoicePoint to check out your background. Recently, the company discovered that it had allowed criminals to access its database. Uh-oh. Thieves gained access by using stolen identities to create seemingly legitimate businesses. Then they farmed 50 ChoicePoint accounts and were able to gain access to individuals' names, addresses, social security numbers, and credit reports. You see, the point we're making here is nobody is safe with this stuff. A large portion of the commercial data breaker's business comes from government contracts. In fact, ChoicePoint has individual websites for federal agencies. You can get on there if you want to. I don't know if you can or not. It says for federal agencies, but it's www.cp, that's ChoicePoint, gov.com. On these sites, only government officials can access the information, so it says. But, you know, if you go to the courthouse, you've got a government official there. It says, let me use your computer a minute and find out what's on this. The federal government has turned to commercial databases for information because they are not allowed to collect the data themselves. Anywho, ChoicePoint, government intelligence, and police agencies are able to gain information on private citizens through this ChoicePoint organization. And hard telling what they know about you and I. No, you and me is proper, is it not? Well, I'll tell you what. Some of the government stuff is going to be up to you to make sure that you get the right information. to these people. Now, the other day, we discussed with you on February the 23rd, we discussed with you this American Community Survey. And like I said, we spent probably 15 minutes on it, and you could spend hours on the thing. But now I have another news release out on here. This came out in the Charlotte, North Carolina Observer. It's titled, "The Census Can't Wait to Learn About You." This monthly survey will go to 10,000 in the Carolinas. If you find a survey in your mailbox, now this is the same one that we talked about the other day. It's titled, again, it's a big thing. It's titled The American Community Survey. It's like 20-some pages, 24 pages to be exact. They want to know everything about you. They want to know who lives in your house, how long you've owned your house, how much rent you pay, do you have your house paid for. I mean, they ask questions that just none of anybody in Washington, D.C.'s or any place else's business. That's between you and whoever you're doing business with. But if you find this survey in your mailbox this month from the U.S. Census Bureau, it's no mistake. It's part of a radical change in the way the federal government collects information about its residents. Did you know you're a resident of the federal government? I would have said about its citizens, perhaps. Then people are going to say, oh, Brownfield, you're wrong again. You're a citizen of the state and not of the federal government, unless you live in Washington, D.C., and they can go on and on and on about that. But it doesn't make a lot of difference because nobody really cares when they come to kick in your door and take your computer. All right? Moving along. The Bureau will still do its traditional once-a-decade headcount. But beginning this year, it is also sending out longer surveys to a random sample of 250,000 households nationwide every month. Now, this says a random sample every month, including about 10,000 per month in the Carolinas. If I remember right, the information on this thing said, and I don't know that I can find it now, that they want to make this thing mandatory for everybody. Nationwide. Everybody in the nation is supposed to get one of these, and if you don't fill it out, you can be fined $100. Okay? The 24-page survey, which replaces the long-form census questionnaire, will give state and local leaders annual data on things such as family income. Now, did you notice this is a federal report, but it's going to give, see, they want to make everything look like, oh, it's coming from the ground up. It's going to give state and local leaders annual information on things such as family income, how people get to work, and what language they speak at home, and those who don't respond can get fined a $100 bill. The questionnaire, officially called the American Community Survey, will go to about 40,000 households each year. Federal law requires people to respond. Those who don't will get a reminder, then a second questionnaire, a phone call, finally a visit from a census worker. Are you waiting for your visit from the census worker? Well, just wait. Just wait. They'll be there. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. Now back to this census thing. It doesn't come cheap. The Census Bureau is spending $146 million on this thing just this year. That's to cover the cost of these surveys. Over the long term, however, the Bureau expects the change to be cost neutral. Really, it's not going to cost anything from now on. The biggest reason is it won't have to hire and train thousands of temporary workers every decade to administer the now defunct long form. The Census Bureau has done some limited testing of the new survey on large metropolitan areas such as Charlotte. We're back at the Charlotte letter again. Smaller areas with populations over 65,000. Now, a small area with populations over 65,000. You got that? That's a small area. You see, they haven't been to Sandy Hook or Jamestown, Centertown yet. All right. They'll see their first annual data in the summer of 2006, and the smallest communities will have to wait until 2008 to get a large enough sample to produce data. Now, the smaller communities will have to wait till 2008. Okay, the person that originally sent me this American Community Survey was from Monette, Missouri, and I will guarantee there ain't no 65,000 people in Monette. So I don't know what they're thinking or where their information's coming from, but people, there it is. Now, we spend money in this country as if we had money in this country to spend. I am very, very critical of the way our government goes through our dollars. And you can see what's happening to our dollar by looking at how the value of our dollar continues to fall because our government continues to print more money. And when you print more of it, you have it worth less. And so down, down, down goes the dollar. But I watch more closely than most of the other government agencies because I don't understand military. When they talk about $1 billion for a for a piece of equipment, I can't understand that. But I understand a lot about agriculture. And I grew up in rural America. And, hey, we're going... Who was the president? I believe it was Lyndon B. Johnson and Lady Bird that was going to revitalize rural America. Well, rural America needs more revitalization today than ever. But Bush is going to also revitalize it. So he's sticking $6.9 million to be invested in 13 organizations in 10 states for business development and job creation out here in rural America. Then there's going to be $5 million to help agricultural producers purchase crop insurance in 15 historically underserved. I started to say undeserved, and it is undeserved, underserved states. Anyway, here's another 10.72. Well, we'll get to it after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Harold in Tennessee. Hi, Harold. You're on the air.
Hey, Derry.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you and Frank and all the other boys on RBN, and I've learned a whole lot from you.
And hey, I've still got a lot to learn.
Oh, yeah, I'll never learn it all. Now, what I was thinking about on that stupid census they're going to start sending around is to write on it, you plead the Fifth Amendment, and under the fear of my life, I want counsel.
I had one fella call and said the thing to do is when that census comes, just put it in an envelope and mail it to your congressman. Now, I don't know whether that'd do any good or not, but if the congressman got tens of thousands of them, it'd tie up the mail service. It'd be kind of interesting to see what they'd do about it.
Hey, that's a good idea, yeah. But I'll write on mine what I said about pleading the Fifth, and I'm in fear of my life. I want a lawyer.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, Jeff. Don in Arkansas. Hi, Don. You on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Derry?
Good.
Good. I just heard you talking about that census deal, and I'm
I'm going to let them folks get a chance to try out their $100 fine, because when I get that thing, if I ever do, I'm going to tell them that they can do with it what they will, and then tell them I don't have to answer their stupid questions, and please do come knock on my door.
Well, they will. The fellow that I got that sent me mine, he didn't fill it out, and they sent him another one, and I don't know how far they've gone with that now.
Well,
but it'll be interesting to see, because they're asking questions that's nobody's business.
Well, the United States Constitution does not allow this type of nonsense, and it's time that the people just simply say no. And if everybody that got one of those would just throw it in the trash, there's not a whole heck of a lot they can do about it.
See, I kind of go along with the fellow that said, hey, send it to your congressman. If everybody would just mail that thing back, but not to the Census Bureau, but to Congress.
That
let them realize
idea.
what this amounts to.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, but we're going to have to stand up and say no.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. The when I was before those last calls, now where was I? Yes. I was talking about how the Department of Agriculture spends money. They're already going to spend $6.9 million in 10 states to develop more businesses. They're going to spend $5 million to help agricultural producers purchase crop insurance. They're going to spend, now all this is on top of what we've already have. You realize that. The USDA is contributing $10.7 million to help restore a vast area of Illinois wetlands through the Wetlands Reserve Program and a partnership between the Natural Resources Conservation Service, that's NRCS, and who do you think they're partnering with? The Nature Conservancy. Now, if you get the Nature Conservancy's, and you can get the information, I have it someplace here, but, hey, this organization is a nonprofit, yet they've got billions of dollars. They own land. They own real estate literally all over the world. Their assets are up in the billions. And here we're giving them another $10.7 million to make a mosquito habitat over in Illinois, all right? Here's another one, preserving salmon habitat. Funds total $2.8 million, and that's going to help restore and conserve the fish in Alaska, California, Idaho, Maine, Oregon, and the state of Washington. Going to end with this. Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw, of course, are finally stepping down. Peter Jennings will surely follow soon. So our good friend F.R. Duplantier has written a limerick about this. It goes like this. Anchors away. Poor old Peter, Tom, and Dan, hanging on as long as they can. Replace those fossils with three John Stossels and topple TV's Taliban. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet.
Want to look good and feel great?
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.